with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Olympic figure skater Nancy Kerrigan is mourning the deaths of six people killed in the collision of an American Airlines flight and an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C.
Retired U.S. Olympic figure skater Nancy Kerrigan couldn't hold back the tears as she talked about the tragedy at a news conference Thursday. Two young figure skaters, two of their parents, and two coaches from the Skating Club of Boston were among those killed when an American Airlines flight and an Army helicopter collided Wednesday night. Kerrigan says upon hearing about the tragedy, she came to the skating club.
I don't come here that often, and I just didn't know what else to do, so I just thought I needed to be with some friends.
Older members of the skating club say the accident reminds them of when the entire U.S. figure skating team was lost in an airline crash in 1961 in Belgium. I'm Donna Warder.
Tulsi Gabbard faced tough questions Thursday about past comments about Russia, Syria, and government leaker Edward Snowden during a Senate confirmation hearing on her nomination to lead the U.S. Intelligence Service. Gabbard speaks with Republican Senator Susan Collins about accusations against her.
Have you ever knowingly met with any members, leaders, or affiliates of Hezbollah?
No. And it is an absurd accusation.
Gabbard traveled to Syria in 2017 to meet with then-President Bashar al-Assad, a visit that angered lawmakers from both parties who said she helped legitimize an accused war criminal and key ally of Russia and Iran. Lawmakers also heard today from President Trump's nominee to be FBI Director Kash Patel and from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be Health and Human Services Director. This is SRN News. A major religious freedom case north of the border.
The Canadian Supreme Court will consider a 2019 Quebec law that forbids government workers from wearing religious symbols while on the job. That means no yarmulkes, no cross necklaces, no hijabs, nothing. Critics say the measure is a clear violation of religious freedom, but that argument failed in the Quebec Supreme Court. The Canadian Charter of Rights and Freedoms states that citizens can, quote, express their religious beliefs through prayer, clothing, and other means. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump signed an executive order aimed at cutting federal support for sex change operations on anyone under the age of 19. The order is the latest effort by Mr. Trump to reverse policies set in place by the Biden administration that critics say promote transgenderism and harm children. The president has already directed the Pentagon to conduct a review that's likely to lead to transgender people being barred from military service. SRN News. The U.S. economy maintained modest growth in 2024.
The economy grew at a solid pace in the last quarter of last year. Consumer spending continues to drive growth. From October through December, the gross domestic product, the economy's output of goods and services, expanded at a 2.3% annual rate. It was slightly below what economists were expecting. The report from the Commerce Department also showed persistent inflationary pressure at the end of 2024. For the year, the economy grew at a healthy 2.8%. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Apple on Thursday disclosed its iPhone sales dipped slightly during the holiday season quarter, signaling a sluggish start to the trend-setting company's efforts to catch up to the rest of big tech in the race to bring artificial intelligence to the masses. The iPhone's roughly 1% drop in revenue wasn't entirely unexpected. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.